This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, lots going on here. And we got to give away Heat tickets, so don't let me forget to do that. I'll start with Road to a Repeat. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers, of course, all of the NHL on a two-week break for the Four Nations tournament. This replaces the All-Star break. And last night you saw Canada and Sweden. Tonight you get Team USA, their debut game against Finland. And you can watch that on ESPN. Let me see what the line is for. I think USA was the favorite, right, to win the tournament.
Ooh, were they correctly. The favorite to win the tournament?
Let's see what the line is. I believe they were.
They were the favorite in this game tonight, but I don't know if they were the favorite to win it all.
I thought Canada was the favorite to win it all.
They're a -400 favorite tonight over Finland. Yeah. And, oh, you're right. Canada is the favorite at +130, USA +150, Sweden +600, and Finland +1,000. Hmm. Over under tonight, Crowder, I know you had it last night, is 5.5.
I'm going to ride the piggy bank, baby. Let's go. Over.
All right. Fair enough. Speaking of All-Star weekend, there are a couple things that jumped out at me when I saw it today. It annoys me. Kevin Hart has been announced for the NBA All-Star game as its first ever on-court MC. Now, they're actively, the NBA is actively, it was tough to watch, and it's a new format. It was tough to watch for many years now. Says, this is from USA Today, the 2025 NBA All-Star Game will have a new look in more ways than one. Aside from a revised format, the NBA announced that comedian and actor Kevin Hart will join the All-Star Game as first ever on-court MC of the event. Hart will offer commentary during the event as play unfolds, but will also engage with players past and present to hype up the event for fans both in the arena and watching on the broadcast. Man, that is just a disaster waiting to happen because
no,
it's terrible.
It's the Huck. It's as you said, I didn't even say it. First time I've heard of this. But it's just like when they have George Sedano does it and Lisa.
No, he doesn't have an open mic in the crowd and on the broadcast. But they go to him like three times during a game as a sideline reporter. Like Kevin Hart's going to MC the entire game as it's going on.
At the start of the fourth quarter, they interview Spo. At the start of the second quarter, they interview Jason Kidd. I watched George do it. I was watching that damn Golden State game. Well, I don't think it's just going to be him screaming during the game. I think it's
going to be him screaming during the game.
No, it's going to be set up. Hey, Shaq's here. Let's get Shaq. And then they're going to have a double screen. He's going to interview Shaq, tell some jokes. Him and Shaq will joke around. Like, it's just like him and LeBron doing those damn DraftKings commercials.
Right.
Where the he last makes 40 fun of, oh, seconds. I'm the fake king.
Perfect. This is going to be a disaster. It's enough with Kevin Hart. Enough already.
If it was Bill Burr, you'd be okay.
Yeah, him I like. It's just enough already.
No,
I need
just
more
fun.
Kevin Hart in my sports.
Just fun.
It's not fun. It's annoying. I want to watch the game.
You want to watch the game of nobody playing and 177 to 189? That's a 10 out of good
watching
game.
Anyway, I stopped watching the NBA All-Star game a few years ago. It just became unwatchable. The slam dunk competition I really like, and obviously I'm big on Matas Buzelis, so I have a rooting interest in this one. And I like the three-point contest as well. Is Tyler in the three-point contest?
He is.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a little action. All-Star Saturday night. That's fun. All-Star Game Sunday is a disaster.
It's a different format this year, though. I don't know if...
Yeah, it's still going to be a disaster.
You don't think there's some incentive, $1.8 million prize pool. The winner of the Rising Stars Challenge ends up playing in the All-Star Game as one of the four teams. Like, they might... Wemby might try to lead that team to go and win. You know what I mean? Like, there's some oomph to it.
Nah. But I like All-Star Saturday night. They ruined any oomph with Kevin Hart. Oh, let's trot out Kevin Hart again. I bet he'll say something we've never heard before.
Yeah, joking around, playing.
It's an easy thing to do. I'm not going to lie, because Crowder...
And it's bad. It's easy and it's bad.
Hey, it's what happened
it's
in...
Bad.
Crowder, it's what happened with the roast of Tom Brady.
That's it. That's what I still have in my head. That's exactly... Kevin Hart, they went up there and they said, you're the MC and just do you. And he went up there totally unprepared because he's like, oh, I'll be funny. He was the worst thing about that Tom Brady roast. He was the worst thing about it. I'm telling you, he's going to have no extra sizzle to bring to this thing. It's going to be him. You know, he loves to be recognized by all the big celebrities. So he's going to walk up to Dr. J and he's going to say something. Someone's going to call him short at some point. It's the same nonsense. We got it, Kevin Hart. We got it already.
If he prepares for the crowd, I think it'd be good. But do you really need to hear Susie Colbert talk to Montez Buzelis before the fourth quarter? No. It'd make a comedian do it.
Yeah, but I don't need a comedian. Just announce the game. Who's the announcers for the game? Let the announcers
announce
the game. You
want them to announce a game that, Hawk, you just said, a game no one cares about. Now it has to be serious basketball. Let's talk about the triangle offense out of the all-star baby team, whatever the hell Solana just said. It's a joke, so make it an overall joke.
Then let Cat Williams do it. At least he'll say something that's going to be controversial. It's going to make you think. Mm. Like, let Cat Williams do it.
Yeah. You just don't like Kevin Hart.
No, I like Kevin Hart a lot. He's just overexposed. There's not a movie on Netflix that he's not on. There's not a commercial during a sporting event that he's not on. This guy has every job on the planet. And listen, God bless him, cash in. But I've seen enough already. Just give me a two-year break, Kevin. Give me a two-year break.
Kevin. Sound like his middle school teacher.
I mean, the guy won't say no to anything. He was on the pivot.
Kevin. Sit down, Kevin.
How about this? Another little nugget, little broadcast nugget. Do you know a week from this Saturday, you get your first Marlins spring training game broadcast on FanDuel Sports?
Baseball season starting.
Wow. A week from this Saturday, you can sit down and watch some baseball on TV.
Paint it that way where it's baseball season because, yeah. I don't know anybody. We talked about Cal Quintanton yesterday. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that up. Hold on. Let me find this. I have the Marlins projected starting lineup from MLB.com.
I'll honestly tell you if I've ever heard of anybody before in my life.
Name one. Name one of the nine. These are the position players. I'm not talking about pitchers. Don't Sandy. Look. I don't want Jimmy. I don't want to see Solana looking. Name one of the nine position players.
The shortstop with the mustache. He's Hispanic.
Yeah, you got it.
I can you name one, last year.
Solana?
I can. Jesus Sanchez.
Jesus Sanchez. You are correct. What position does he play?
Left field?
Close. The opposite.
Right field. All right.
I would imagine them doing this on like WFAN in New York for the Yankees lineup or the Mets lineup. I mean, you literally would lose your job if no one on the show knew. Now, you are correct, Crowder. It is a Hispanic shortstop.
He's
I cannot
good
confirm
too.
Nor deny whether he has a little mustache. I cannot confirm nor deny. Any guess on his name?
Cruz.
Cruz.
De La Cruz.
Brian De La Cruz.
No De La Cruzes on the starting lineup. I don't know if Brian De La Cruz is still on the team or not, but he is not a projected starter. Jimmy, can you name one of the nine?
Griffin Conine.
I don't think Griffin Conine is a starter. No, he's not.
No, we got enough with
At least I was able to name somebody from the roster.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Solana's right. Kevin Hart, Griffin Conine. It's enough already. We need some new blood.
Well, it was a cute story. Jeff, good looks getting your son in, but we got it. We got it.
Humphrey.
So that's it. No one can name another starter on the Marlins.
Jones.
No.
Man, I know we traded Jake Berger.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the other guy they got?
I know we
they
traded,
got in that trade.
Jake they Berger. Had a big black first baseman.
Ryan Howard? No, that was a
big Phillies. Gigantic.
Derek Lee.
Big, gigantic black first baseman. Power hitter.
Oh, Jeremy Hermida. That's right.
All right, here's the projected starting lineup. Batting first, your shortstop. I just told you. Who is it?
Did you tell us?
Xavier
you
didn't say Edwards. His name.
Maybe I didn't tell you. There's your Hispanic
Xavier
shortstop.
Edwards.
Xavier Edwards.
Yes.
He's not Hispanic.
His dad played Xavier. In the league. He I don't think he's Hispanic. I think he's a black dude.
Mm. He's black.
All right. Batting second, Connor Norby at third base. He was one of their acquisitions.
My son loved
I
those.
Forget where, but.
Yeah. Those guns are huge. The Norby guns.
Batting third, the DH, Jonah Bride.
No, we're in the NL, Hawk. No DH.
Are you going to label this as our MLB preview?
100%.
Our Marlins preview?
I'm sending it to the Odyssey corporate site, too. Everything you need to know about the Miami Marlins before their spring training debut.
Batting cleanup, the right fielder, Jesus Sanchez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dane Meyers.
I like that name, Dane. It's a strong name.
Batting sixth, the first baseman, Matt Mervis.
You're making these names up, or is this is really from MLB.com?
It literally sounds – I was going to create a radio game show where am I giving you the name of a starting Marlin or – someone from, you know, whatever, Boy Meets World.
I could do. Sean Matthews, heard. Corey Matthews, Topanga. That I'll do.
We literally have never heard of these players. This could be the worst lineup ever assembled in the history of baseball.
Remember yesterday?
Hey, y'all give Topanga too much credit.
Not a bad take.
The second baseman, Otto Lopez. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Kyle Stowers. Batting ninth, the catcher, Topanga. So you did get one. Anybody want to guess the catcher? Because he's been here.
I can see him. He's a white dude. Skinny little white dude.
Yes. Yes. You nailed it.
What's his name?
This is miraculous. What we have just done. Nick Fortes is the catcher.
Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There's your Marlins preview. Hopefully everyone's excited. 1 week from Saturday, things get underway in Jupiter.
Hey, man. Giancarlo's won Giancarlo until he had his chance.
What are the chances I could walk into a Dick's Sporting Goods and get a Mervis jersey?
0.0.
What are the chances I could show up in Jupiter a week from Saturday and say I'm Matt Mervis? Where do I go in?
Hurry up. Practice started, sir.
Hawk, I'm not
Hurry
even
up, Merv.
I'm not even kidding, though. Would you rather watch Mervis as a Marlin this year or Mr. Feeney hit leadoff? Because and God rest his soul, if he has passed away, I don't
He's
know.
He's still alive.
Mr. Feeney, still alive?
Oh, well, Mr. Feeney's still
that's
alive.
That's good news. Good news. Good
Huge.
Who is that?
Let's get headlines. We covered a lot of sports already in this segment, but there are some headlines remaining. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I fired off an email to the Marlins this morning, by the way, Hawk, to find out if they'd have any interest in us broadcasting live from Jupiter again this year.
Oh, good timing from me.
Man, I hope they're not listening to this segment.
But I wore my Marlins jersey yesterday on the show because I'm excited about spring training. Yeah. I'm going to go to a spring training game for sure. I'm going to go to Marlins games. I was just stunned when I came across the projected starting lineup, and I didn't know a player other than, what's his name? Fortes?
Nick Fortes?
One of these guys' names I recognize.
Nah, you know Jesus Sanchez.
Nick Fortes.
You guys know Jesus Sanchez.
No, what's the big boy?
Edward
we
Sanchez.
Didn't know him. Yuri Perez. We didn't know anything about him until he started throwing stank. He got hurt, but yeah, he went out there and showed out.
Might not pitch again this season.
I've heard.
And I can't imagine Jonah Bride or Otto Lopez is going to be the hitting equivalent of Yuri Perez. But listen, anything can happen. Just get in the tournament.
Come on, Eminem.
Today, the Marlins did officially name their opening day starter. We knew it would be Sandy, but Clayton McCullough made it official earlier this morning.
That's cool.
Yeah, fifth
now,
time.
Who's this Clayton McCullough you talk about?
Skip.
Since we're talking baseball, Alex Bregman agreed to a 3-year, $120 million deal with the Red Sox yesterday.
Boom. Woo.
This is more your wheelhouse, Hawk. McDonald's. Mm. You guys saw they announced the Angel Reese special. You know they do these mashups now with celebrities.
Yep.
First ever meal special with a female athlete by McDonald's. So it was making headlines. Do you guys know what it is? Did you see this?
It's a double cheeseburger.
A barbecue.
No idea.
A barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese, topped with a brand new barbecue sauce, French fries, and a drink.
And pickles.
Yeah, all their burgers have pickles. Yeah. Well, that's the that's the Angel Reese special. Isn't she the Bayou Barbie? Why so much is barbecue synonymous with like Louisiana? It's not, right? It's more Cajun.
Nah, I think spicy. That'd be something Cajun, something spicy. I was surprised.
Angel Reese is Bayou Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it. Well, she went to LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all got the damn, y'all got the Post Malone and y'all got the Trigger Wigger, whatever his name is. Y'all can't get the Angel Reese?
Huh? Careful.
I bet Hawk knows Caitlin Clark's nickname.
I'll tell you what, when she comes out with a vanilla shake, I'll be there.
She's so bad in that damn Allstate commercial.
State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With, oh, my goodness gracious. I watched it this morning.
Speaking of female basketball players, Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry, they had battled it out last year in the three-point competition. Don't make fun of my shoes. I already see you laughing.
You go get a new shoe.
Did you see Steph Curry did a little jersey swap with Cam Ward yesterday?
I did see that.
I did see that.
Although it wasn't a jersey swap, because when like Cam Ward was sitting in the crowd wearing his Hurricanes jersey, that would be funny.
Steph was half naked, standing next to him. Funny picture.
No Curry Ionescu rematch at All-Star Weekend. The NBA scrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
NBC, they hired Carmelo Anthony to be a top studio analyst to broadcast NBA games. Remember, they have broadcast rights starting next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a bone to pick with Jimmy as we wrap up headlines here. Because Jimmy, for years, Hawk, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. Preached about this YouTube TV.
Right.
How much YouTube TV changed everything. He cut the cord. YouTube TV.
Didn't you get it?
I had everybody in my family cut the cord, DirecTV out, AT&T out, Comcast out, YouTube TV. I told everybody, YouTube TV. So now everybody in my family, including myself, has YouTube TV. Well, guess what? YouTube TV starting today has dropped CBS and other Paramount channels because they didn't reach a new deal. We got March Madness coming up, the Masters coming up. I'm on CBS every Sunday night. And because Jimmy convinced me to get YouTube TV, now I'm bleep out of luck. I can't watch any of that stuff anymore.
They'll work out a deal. It'll be fine.
It'll get resolved.
Well, until then, you should pay me $8.99 so I can subscribe to Paramount.
I think it's $12.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Mervis.
The first baseman.
Who wants to go with me and start a Let's Go Mervis?
I'm down. We got to pick somebody.
We got to pick someone. Matt Mervis, that's our guy.
Lead off, Xavier Edwards.
I mean, look at what Matt Mervis looks like. Hold on.
I know what you want. Kevin Hart.
He may get the nod. Yeah, Mervis. I'm going with Mervis.
Matt Mervis.
Actually, I think he looks good. Yeah, Mervis is my guy.
Listen,
I'm adopting Matt Mervis.
Listen to this. MLB statistics through 2024, his batting average is 155.
Yeah. 155.
Yeah.
That's my guy. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Fish on first. how Marlins could use Matt Mervis in 2025. Marlins made a small but seemingly very popular move acquiring Matt Mervis for cash considerations for Vidal Brujan. But, Mervis is an extreme pull hitter who makes a lot of loud contact. My kind of hitter. I like loud contact. Let me tell you, the days of soft contact, keep it. That's for the birds.
It hit 152, as loud as you wanted to be there, catching it every time.
The main concern is how much he whiffed in 2024, particularly late in the season. Perhaps the Marlins, but that's good because Marlins are out of it by late in the season, so they don't need any hitting help late right. in the season.
Xavier Edwards, hometown guy, went to North Broward Prep, hit 328 last year, 87 hits. Yeah, Xavier Edwards.
That's our guy.
That's our guy. He doesn't look like Mervis.
He looks different than Mervis. Let me look him
up. Yeah, he doesn't look like Xavier Mervis.
Edwards. Nah, we're going to stick with Matt Mervis.
You ain't worth a damn.
I love this new America.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
So, Lana, you got a little 15 minutes of heat for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
Brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment when you go to Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online, hollywoodkia.com.
All right, for 15 minutes of heat, would you like to... You're muted, Crowder. Uh-oh, now you're gone. Did he try to turn his mic on and he turned his camera off?
Hey.
Yep. I didn't turn your mic on, you turned your camera off. What happened during the break? You remember a swim in the canal? You got a little lost there in your head.
Yeah. Hey, are you scared to walk around your house at night? Are you scared of the dark?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'm scared to walk around the house.
That makes no sense. What's in your yard?
Somebody says, I had seen this the other day. You know, you're not really scared of being alone in the dark. You're scared of not being alone in the dark.
Mm.
But just the same concept with the canal.
That's deep, because it changes everything you thought, right? In your whole life, you're always like, oh, I don't want to be alone in the dark. The truth is, you're scared to not be alone in the dark.
You're not there. But like when I look out into my yard at night, I don't say, Freddy Krueger's there. It's a killer there. I just say it's grass out there. Let me walk in the grass. Like,
you can live your life naive. That's fine. There's no shame in that.
It's not naive. When I look at a body of water, I don't say there's a killer animal sitting in the bottom waiting to eat me. I say, oh, body of water, let me cool off. Y'all are scary. Yeah,
well, that's silly. That's a silly thought on your part.
No, it's silly to think that there's something dangerous every turn of your life. That's
there is
silly.
Dangerous things in water in Florida. That's naive there to is. Believe that there's not.
But not every single body of water in Florida has
you
killer
don't know
gators
which one.
Eating people. I can look out and see if a oxygen breathing animal is breathing oxygen.
You
okay,
can see
no
the
gators.
Entire lake and canal, one little view, and if you don't see an alligator breathing at that moment, then there's no alligator in that body of water.
And to be honest, alligators can't even bite you if in deep water because they'll drown if they try to open their throat. So they have to take you to the edge. They have to come up to eat you. They don't attack you in the middle of lakes. They attack you on the edge.
Stay at the bottom of the middle of the lake.
If the alligator dives, you dive.
All right. Do you want for 15 minutes of heat? We can't do it this any further, Solana. We already have the authorities on the way, and there we have your current address, right, Crowder? We have your current address.
Yeah.
All right. Take away
the yard,
any sharp
I've lived in
stuff
12
before
years.
My friends come over to see you today. Just take away any sharp things if you have any.
Yeah,
around.
Jason Voorhees is in my backyard waiting for me.
Would you like for 15 minutes of Heat, would you like to talk about former Miami Heater Jimmy Butler and the poop in his pants? Or would you like the lines for tonight's Heat game?
I want to dabble in poop a little bit.
I wanted the lines, but Solana, you can be the deciding vote. There it is.
Let's do poop. I want to go poop gate. Poop gate.
Yeah. Leroy Horde says that that's Gatorade. That's a Gatorade stain.
Cap.
Maybe he spilled Gatorade in his crotch and it seeped down around the back.
No.
But where was he drinking it from? The back? Like, the weird spot is the placement. You know what I mean? Of that stain. The stain is more evocative of number two than a spill or number one, because if you spill something, even if you're like sitting on the bench, if you spill something, you'll get it in the lap region, but not up the back end.
He's sitting down on the bench. He spills it between his legs and it seeps to the back.
I don't know.
But you think that's Gatorade?
That's not Arctic tonight, that's, because because the Warriors play tonight, and I'm imagining he wants to overcome Poopgate as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Be 20. Funny if his over under was set at number two. 19.5. Jimmy Butler tonight. Rockets and Warriors.
They feed him the ball. I was watching that Dallas game. He gets the rock a lot when he's in the game.
Warriors move the ball a lot too. Like, it's just their style of play. They get everybody involved. Hawk, is there a line whether or not Jimmy will poop his pants? Because if not, I'd like to set it.
Go ahead, set it, because I don't see one here. But let me look at game exclusives before I officially say that. Yeah, no,
but
nothing.
But you gonna set
there.
It at?
Will
set it at two?
Will Jimmy Butler poop his pants tonight? Yes, plus 2,200.
Wow. And this is a how many duty bet? This is like a rock solid 1,500 duty units.
Yeah,
Heat tonight are 1.5 point favorites in Dallas on the second night of a back to back. Your guess is as good as mine. Kyrie Irving over under 27.5. Klay Thompson 16.5.
Yeah.
For the Heat,
Klay looks
Tyler,
old. Klay, 24. You watch Klay?
He's old.
I watched that game last night. Klay looks old.
Tyler Hero tonight, 24.5. Bam, 20.5. Bam in the 20s.
He's been balling ever since you guys started making fun of him. He's been balling.
Jovic, 12.5. Ware, 12.5. Robinson, 9.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 9.5. Davion Mitchell, 9.5. I don't know why the Heat are favorites tonight. I really don't. And it's gone up to 1.5.
I don't. Bam? No. It has to be one of them other guys. Somebody got to step up.
I just think that it's Dallas. Obviously, Dallas traded Luka. They're nowhere near as good as they were. And Anthony Davis is out. But still, you've got Kyrie. And you've got a Heat team that's not very good right now. That's why the line confuses me. Had the Heat beaten OKC last night, like, I could see a pick 'em game or even a Heat minus one, but it was such a disastrous ending.
Or had the
Mavs
Mavericks
just
not won.
Beat Golden State?
Yeah.
The Mavs beat Golden State by 4 last night.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's give away Heat tickets here. As long as we're talking about the Heat. We have four tickets for Heat Pacers Friday, February 28th. And if you don't win them today, you have another chance, final chance tomorrow. Four Heat Pacers tickets for Friday, February 28th. You want to take caller number two for obvious reasons?
Yeah.
Caller number two, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number two gets the four Heat tickets. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just around the corner.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.